This is Mija Riddell with Dante Marioni in the Artist Studio in Seattle, Washington, on October 15th, 2012, for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art, disc number one. So good afternoon.
Hi there.
Great to be here, surrounded by all this extraordinary work. Let's take care of some of the early biographical material, and then we can move more directly into the art-related material. But in your case, those come together really quite quickly, more so than most people. But you were born in Mill Valley, March 3rd, 64?
That's right.
Right, okay. And your father, of course, is Paul Marioni.
That's right.
Your mom?
Is Claire Ellen Morrell.
Claire Ellen Morrell, okay.
The Morrells in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay. And your sister?
Marina Marioni.
Okay. And just two siblings, yeah?
That's right. Just the two of us.
So would you describe your childhood in Mill Valley, if there was much of an emphasis on art, what in particular you were interested in, what those early 10 years or so were like?
My folks, like a lot of parents of my generation, eloped out of necessity, I guess, from Cincinnati to San Francisco. I think my dad had been there a few years earlier with my Uncle Tom, the artist, who lives in San Francisco and has lived in San Francisco for a long time. Really liked it. There's lots to like, as we both know. And so we settled there. My sister came along a couple of years later, and we settled there. But by the time I was about 7 years old, my folks had really grown apart. Dad was embracing the lifestyle there in the Bay Area a lot more than my mom was. This is my perspective, because I was I was just a little kid. But before long, mom took off. They split up, which meant that I was going to have a pretty normal Marin County childhood, since just about everybody's parents split up back then, because most of them had eloped as pregnant teenagers or something. And so we lived primarily with Dad and a procession of kooky girlfriends that he had through the house, too. And some good ones, but also just some nuts. And in a house on Miller Avenue in Mill Valley. Yeah. And Dad, before that happened, he was working as an auto body man. And I noticed him doing projects, creative projects, like making furniture and things like that with my uncle. Made some lamps. He made films before he did anything in glass. He definitely was a creative, you know, was an artistic guy. So I was around it. Plus, you couldn't help but be around stuff in Marin and Mill Valley in the 1960s and 70s. There was all kinds of creativity all over the country, I suppose, probably, relative to nowadays. And so, yeah, I grew up around it. My uncles, my Uncle Tom and my Uncle Joe, were both people that I knew well, especially my Uncle Joe, who made weird things, the both of them. Uncle Tom didn't really make anything.
Right.
But Uncle Joe made paintings, just color paintings, you know.
Was he in New York then?
He was in San Francisco going to the Art Institute when I was a little kid.
Okay.
So
okay.
For a while, all four of the Marioni boys lived in California. Dad has three brothers.
Who else besides Tom and Joe?
The black sheep of the family is Uncle Don. He was an aerospace engineer.
Okay.
He's retired.
Okay. Aerospace engineer.
He was
That's
a spy. He was a rocket scientist for the Defense Intelligence Agency.
Wow.
I mean, he had security clearance, the whole thing. He's the black sheep of the family. We love him, though.
Yeah.
He lives up here now. So, yeah, it was a great place to be. I mean, there was a lot of artistic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and from my point of view, too, the public school system had a way more of an emphasis on it than they did up here. When I moved here when I was a teenager, but still, I just, like, big difference.
So you were in the public school in Mill Valley?
Public school in Mill Valley, yeah.
Okay. And so there were all sorts of art classes even for elementary
school?
There
were, yeah. Mm-hmm. It seemed like everything was pretty well funded.
So you grew up among just a whole extended family that was completely engaged in the arts.
Yeah, and I had friends that I grew up with whose parents were as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of it around.
Really interesting. That's not something that one hears all that often, to have the full family so engaged.
Yeah, that's true.
So to the point that the art seemed the norm in some ways, I would imagine.
Yeah. But it was nothing that I embraced or wanted any part of. Mm. When I grew up, I was going to be straight and I was going to get a job. Because everybody suffered. Everybody struggled.
Yeah.
We knew a few people who were, you know, Bill Wiley, Bill Martin, a painter, a bunch of wealthy hippie artists, or they looked wealthy to me, in San Geronimo Valley.
Right.
Joseph Raphael. You know, there's people making a living, but by and large, most people struggled.
Yes.
And that didn't look like too much fun.
Right. Did...